My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It was a big, big week in the NBA and the association and the Knicks between free agency, trades, the draft. A lot of things. Some things changed. Some things stayed the same. Balance of power. The Sixers changes around the league. Where do the Knicks stand in the Eastern Conference hierarchy? To talk all things Knicks and the big trade, we bring in Steve Popper, covers the Knicks from Newsday. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Very good, very good. I had my parade plans interrupted by the Sixers offseason, but. But look, I think it's, you know, as you started to say there, it's exciting for Knicks fans, I think, and for the Knicks themselves, you know, adding Bridges, bringing back Ananobi, which, you know, I don't think was any certainty. Sometimes I don't think anybody knows what's going on with him. But, you know, I think between that, adding, you know, a healthy Julius Randle, I think there's cause for optimism here, you know, even as other teams, you know, work to improve themselves.
Let's take a big step back on a couple of issues. First, or topics. The first is the whole navigating the new collective bargaining agreement and the new, therefore, you know, the new rules with the salary cap. And if people haven't been studying up on it too much, there are things now called aprons, which apparently is not what you wear when you barbecue for 4th of July, but have to do with the NBA and salary caps. There's the first apron and the second apron. And so I think you wrote an article that even the players are confused about this. Can you explain the first apron, the second apron, the big picture rules, and then we can talk about, because I've seen some Knicks fans who are saying things like, well, the Knicks prioritized OG Anunoby over Isaiah Hartenstein, and as if they made a choice, one for the other. But I think it had, you know, with the new rules, there's some interesting developments where the team that has a player as a free agent isn't necessarily the team that can offer the most money.
Yeah, well, first I'll give the disclaimer that everything I say about the aprons and the new CBA, like most people, could be completely wrong. it's so hard to understand, and there's so many contingencies, and we've had people try and break it down very simply, kind of write out these rules that, you know, basically what the penalties are. What I do trust is that the Knicks have a pretty good front office for this. You know, you can argue, you know, whatever player choices, whatever you want, draft picks, but they're pretty good at managing this. And The funny thing about this is the new rules were sort of put in place to prevent the really rich teams like the Knicks from, you know, from just stocking up on, getting players and then signing them to crazy contracts and, you know, blowing past, you know, if you don't care about the luxury tax. And there were teams that did that, you know, the Warriors, the Clippers. The funny thing is the Knicks, since Leon Rose's front office has been in place, have not been in the tax. They will be this year coming up, but they haven't been a tax-paying team yet. So it's they've done a very good job of kind of keeping the books clear. You know, the prior regime did a good job of kind of cleaning up some of the mess from years past. So the Knicks were not a sort of an offender of this, but they got caught in it right now. Sort of, you know, and you mentioned Isaiah Hartenstein. You know, the problem with him is he's a real strange case. They signed him, you know, as a free agent, 2-year contract. They had what they call early bird rights, but not full bird rights. They were only limited to the amount of raise, percentage raise they could give him was a, you know, a 4-year contract starting at about $16 million, 4 years, $72 million. And there are ways you can kind of work around it. You know, could have given them like a, you know, 2-year contract with a player opt out, you know, and sort of an under the table, you know, promise that we'll make good for you. But they got blown out of the water by a team, you know, all, you know, and this basically goes against everything you're hearing here is that Oklahoma City, you know, a small market team that doesn't spent on more than they've ever spent on a free agent and gave him, you know, a deal that comes out to about $29 million a year, starting over 30 the first year.
You so know, think about hear, that for a
yeah,
second. Hear, I'm just
small
saying,
market for, blow them out.
Right,
it's crazy.
For Knicks fans who were thinking, well, how come the Knicks didn't do whatever, is the new rules, the rules do say that most they could offer him was 4 years, $16 million. To your point, they could have done something, I guess, with a 2-year deal. But here's Oklahoma City, because of how they've managed their cap. They're giving the most they've ever given in their franchise's history in a free agent contract to Isaiah Hartenstein with a contract that averages, he's going to get what? You said $29, $30 million?
It's going to start over 30, but be average out to about $29 million a year.
Okay, so that's something that, I mean, it was, you know, the Knicks just simply could not do. They weren't able to match that based on the rules. So I think, and then these first apron, second apron, can you explain some of the penalties for people if they're in the first apron and the second apron and why the timing? I think the other thing that I'm seeing out there as a knock, whether, you know, as you say, with this Knicks front office, whether you like all the moves, dislike the moves, think some of them should be slightly different or whatever, the navigation of how they're playing the salary caps and what they're doing and their timing of how they're handling things, the other claim that I've seen out there is that the trade for Bridges with the Nets, that it's a gross overpay in terms of number of draft picks and the player. But with these aprons and the new rules and all of this, explain why this is a good time, or the time you had to, the Knicks, if they were going to use those first round draft picks and trade for a bigger name player, why this is a good time to do it? Because in the future, why would it be more difficult if, let's say, the Knicks were hitting luxury tax or some of these aprons?
Well, actually, the point you made there is exactly it. It's, you know, when you get down to it, what it is a matter of timing. The first apron triggers in with the salary cap at about $170 million, actually a little bit more than that. And it's about an $11 million difference up to the second apron. And, you know, in theory, you'd say to yourself, you don't want to be in the second apron because it's a more restrictive, you know, as far as what you can do with trades, with signings, with draft picks. But what it gives you right now is $11 million more to sign a player. So the Knicks did not want to get locked into that first apron, and that's why they were doing all these cap gymnastics with the Bridges deal, making sure that they sent out as much money, what they sent out and took in the trade matched salaries. That's why they had to partially guarantee Mamadi Diakate's contract. You had to just do these things to equal out to Bridges' contract. And what it does is it allows the Knicks now to go out, get another player. But they're going to hit that one, that, you know, that second apron And, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to hit it if they, you know, if they finalize this roster the way we think they will. But their numbers are going to go up drastically because they've got contracts they've got to pay now. You're facing the possibility that later this summer of a Jalen Brunson contract extension, of a Julius Randle contract extension. And they don't have to do either one this year, but they can do them this year. So sort of what you did by making this trade kind of said, this is your team. This is our team for a couple of years. You know, they can, mm-hmm. they can still make a trade. They can match a number on Julius Randle if they want to trade him somewhere. But I think this is basically what you're going to see as the team. You know, that's why they wanted to use draft picks this year, knowing that they needed some low-cost options to kind of fill out the roster. And I think, you know, to me, it's not a bad gamble. I think that Bridges is a good fit for them. And I know I hear people moaning about the draft picks, and, you know, Knicks have done this in years past, giving up draft picks. But if these are good draft picks coming up, if they're good picks for the Nets, then something drastic has gone wrong here in the Knicks planning and performance. To me, you know, giving up what you hope is going to be the 25th pick in the draft, you know, the 23rd pick in the draft, that's a small price to pay to hit what you think is a window. And I think they think that they have a window right now to be a contender. And that window is Jalen Brunson in his prime. We saw what he did this year for them, what the team did around him. I think to me, the time was right to strike. And people say, and this is something I've kind of argued against, people say, you know, go get a superstar, go get Donovan Mitchell, go get, you know, whatever, you know, Joel Embiid. And I think what the Knicks value here is also culture, chemistry, and that this is Jalen Brunson's team. So they don't really want someone who's taking the ball out of Jalen Brunson's hands and needs to shoot 30 times a game. I think all the guys kind of buy into what they're doing here, and Bridges certainly is that. I think he didn't play his best ball last year. I think he'd tell you that. As a number one option in Brooklyn, that's not what he's going to be asked to be here. He's going to be asked to be a number three option, which is what he did very well in Phoenix. And I think between that, the defense, the versatility he gives, I think it's just the kind of player you want for this team right now. To me, it was sort of a no-brainer if you could make it happen, and none of us thought you could make it happen with the Nets. And I think even his friends and himself didn't think it would happen. But it did, and I think the opening came, and you go ahead and you do it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, and I think to your point, let's just say whether it's this summer or next, Jalen Brunson is going to, the Knicks are going to sign him to an extension.
No doubt.
To a new contract. So that's 100%. And with that, also to your point, at some point, and there is, you know, if Julius Randle has a solid season, reasonably healthy this year, doesn't miss half a season or any of that, he's likely to then be re-signed. And with the Knicks then in these first or second apron levels, salary cap levels, one of the rules there that's changing is that if you're going to make a trade and you're one of these higher salary cap teams, you're no longer going to be able to trade multiple players for that superstar. It's going to have to be a one-to-one deal. And that's where things are about to get much trickier after this summer. This was the time, timing-wise, also, before these new rules click in. And the point you're also saying, with the Nets, no one thought the Nets would trade Bridges to the Knicks. The Knicks are probably the last team on the planet that the Nets front office wanted to trade Bridges to. So there's one team you don't want to trade him to. The Knicks know that. The Nets know that. And so what are you going to have to do to make that happen? You're going to have to overpay. And
yeah.
So that's the reality. The timing was, if they wanted to make a trade, use some of those, you know, their draft picks for a big fish, it had to be now, or the league's rules financially are about to hit a lot of these big spending teams. Like, watch how much problems the Lakers will have trying to get another player there and things like that. Financially, things are about to change after this summer, and the Knicks are going to have to overpay to get Bridges. And if you're going to do that, then Steve, I look around and say, you're always worried about, in trading for another player to complement your team, what's the fit going to be, right? Is he going to fit in with this group of players that we think we've built into being one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference? Bridges happens to be one of those guys where there's a blueprint that says he can play with this team.
Absolutely. We've seen it. There's not a lot of guys who come with two championship rings in college with this group of players. So, to me, you know, the closeness of, you know, Nick ability of those guys is definitely a factor. But I say this to people, you know, this is not just compiling a Villanova All-Star team. These are guys who fit together, who won for a reason, and who have been very good in the league. And I suspect we'll get better under Tom Thibodeau. I think Bridges, you know, has levels that he can reach defensively that we're going to see here. The depth, you know, that he gives them, the versatility, you know, him and OG Anunoby, you know, it's no secret. You're chasing Boston right now. They are the front runner in this league. And to do that, you got to figure out, do we have someone who can guard what is the deepest starting lineup in the league? And one of the Celtics' strengths is that they can go at you in waves with, you know, not just Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, but Derek White and Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis. They have guys now, you know, who can guard, you know, 1-4 for sure. And in Anunoby's case, you know, even 5 at certain times. And I think the Knicks players, you know, I was watching Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart talk about this. They're already kind of thinking to themselves, who's guarding, you know, who's going to get what assignment, you know, that they have the defensive options that they didn't have before. To me, it's an interesting thing. It's, you know, and look, you could say maybe it's not your time to make this big move because the Celtics are the class of the league. But I talked to a lot of people this year, and I believe it, that the Knicks were the team that would have contended, if healthy, with the Celtics. They had, you know, ability to match up with them. They had some things that I thought the Celtics didn't have in terms of toughness, just the way they play the game, the defense. And not take anything away from the Celtics, because I think the addition of Drew Holiday certainly did that for that team, just provided a maturity and a toughness. You know, but I think the Knicks, to me, were, you know, healthy, we're going to be a contender. And now adding Bridges only makes it more so. The Hartenstein thing has to be made up for. You hope Mitchell Robinson stays healthy. But, you know, other than that, it's a time to take a roll the dice here.
Talk to Steve Popper from Newsday about the Knicks. And so you mentioned you hope that Mitchell Robinson stays healthy. That's probably, if we look at this with Hartenstein leaving, the one weakness of this team. And, yes, they can play Julius Randle at the five position. I expect we'll see more of that type of lineup in there with the big wings defensively now with Bridges and Anunoby. But still, when Mitchell sits or if he is injured for any period of time, there's Sims on the roster. Between who they have, draft picks, who might else be out there, whatever, what do you expect in terms of that backup center position?
Look, I think, you know, to think of that's where the Knicks are, where we're worried about that position right now, a backup center. And I think, you know, I wrote the other day that and I talked to some scouts and a couple of people in the league who think that the Knicks can get by because, and the difference is, you know, Thibodeau is very hesitant to play small ball. But in this case, when you've got OG Anunoby, that changes the equation of playing Julius there at the five, because Anunoby defensively takes on that assignment. And we're not talking about doing it against Joel Embiid on a regular basis. We're talking about some other team's backup center, you know, for buying you 10 minutes a night, buying you 15 minutes a night this way. There are different ways to do it and different options, and some nights you can, some nights you can't. I think Precious Achiuwa is still out there, and I think, you know, they've made it clear that he's a possibility to return. And I don't think that's a bad move, you know, consider that he had a half a season with the Knicks, you know, and basically rose from the ashes from the end of the bench when needed and came up with some very big performances. You know, he's a different kind of guy. He doesn't have the size that Hartenstein and Robinson have. But he's, you know, a very athletic, he's a guy who can defend on the perimeter, who can score offensively. You know, it's a different game. You know, I still think they're going to go out there and look and see if they can get, you know, get somebody with some size. But I think, you know, it's not a bad option to do that right now and just continue to build the depth that they have, you know, that they come at you in waves that, you know, maybe it's Randle one night, maybe it's Sims another night, maybe it could be a Precious Achiuwa, you know. Paul Reed is now out there from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who sort of fits that. And again, you know, not a traditional 7-foot center, but a guy, you know, who has played the position and kind of gives you some defense, some rebounding, pretty good offensive rebounder. So I think there are options still out there that sort of here's the one thing is the Knicks sort of by waiting, you know, as they did, they have a little money right now on the cap, and a lot of people have filled their needs and their payroll already, and there are still some decent players out there. So I think the Knicks are going to be able to, you know, shop low cost options here and find a piece that will help them.
Before I let you go, tell me who you're most a storyline you're most interested about for Vegas Summer League and who the Knicks will be putting out there with some of these young players.
Well, I'll say this of the rookies. I think the guy probably has the most chance to contribute this year is Tyler Kolek. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen him. My son was a student at Seton Hall, so I've seen him ruin a lot of games that we were rooting for. Tough, very good shooter, sort of a good floor leader. I don't think that they want to take minutes away from Deuce McBride, but I also don't think they ever saw him really as a guy who you really want running the offense as a point guard. He's more of an undersized two guard, a real elite defender. So I think if Kolek, you know, comes in, there's going to be some minutes behind Brunson, sort of running the offense. And I think that's a possibility. But as far as in the Vegas Summer League, I think, like everybody, I'm sort of interested to see, if I pronounce his name right, Pacome whatever, their first-round pick. But, you know, the athleticism that he has, the scoring ability that I've seen in video highlights, I'm interested to see him play. He's a guy that I think none of us really expected when they drafted him to be on the roster this year. I think the thought was he was a perfect draft and stash guy. Mm-hmm. He's 18 years old. He's very raw. He needs more time. It makes all the sense in the world for a team that wanted to keep payroll available and open this year. But when we spoke to him on draft night, he right away said, I'm planning on playing in the NBA this year. And he turned out to be right. So he, you know, he signed a contract and he'll be on the roster this year. He's coming overseas. He's been bought out already. So it's going to be interesting. Look, I don't expect to see a lot of him this season because he's 18 and he's raw. But I think it's going to be an interesting learning experience for him. And it's going to be interesting for, I think, for fans to get a look at basically what could be a player of the future. I think it's always exciting to see a guy like this who you think has a very high ceiling and sort of slip through, you know, because he's not ready to play in the league really right now. But, you know, he's a guy who's 6'8", 6'9", can shoot the ball, very athletic, seems to have an innate ability to find the holes in the defense. So it's going to be interesting. I think that's who we'll really like to see here.
Steve Popper from Newsday. Always appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
You got it. See you, talk to you soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!